الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
In this episode, we invite you to English translation of a speech by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, regarding Arba'in Walk as a divine phenomenon. Usually in such phenomena like Arba'in Walk, which has not been promoted in any way, by which suddenly emerges before one's eyes, the divine hand is more visible than in other phenomena. Notice how much effort in propaganda is made in the world in order to gather 10,000 or 50,000 individuals in one place. But in the end, they are unable to do so. In our country, despite the existence of many obstacles, 2 million people go to Karbala by way of an 80-kilometer walk. They walk, but they do not go there to enjoy themselves and to rest in a hotel. And a crowd of people several times larger than this goes to Karbala from within Iraq and from other countries. This is a divine event. This is a divine phenomenon. This shows that this path is the path of love. However, it is not a blind love. Rather, it is a kind of love that is marked by insight, such as the love the friends of God have for God. O God, feed me with your love and the love of whomsoever loves you, and the love of all those actions that help me to get closer to you. Bihar al-Anwar, volume 91, page 149. This affection and this love is accompanied by insight. A person with such love knows and understands things, and this attraction and magnetic power pulls him.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The phenomenon of Arba'in is an indescribable, unprecedented phenomenon. This extraordinary movement is a great, astonishing demonstration. There is nothing like it in the world. Western powers cannot understand what this movement means. They cannot absorb it. That is why you have witnessed how they have remained silent since the beginning. They have hatched a plot of silence. While the Western powers and media expose every little move that takes place in the world, they have not mentioned this huge movement of the people for years. Only recently, they have mentioned it a little, but their analyses were hostile and erroneous. From the viewpoint of the believers who walk on this path, their analyses were ridiculous. The likes of the English media and the other such media presented hostile analysis. This shows that the bubbling of this blessed spring has caused them to become extremely agitated. Thus, they are unable to analyze it. The significance of the first Arba'in lay in that it was the powerful voice of Ashura. From Ashura to Arba'in, when the household of the Prophet of Allah returned to Karbala, these 40 days were 40 days of the command of the logic of truth amidst the dark world of evil rulers and the Umayyad dynasty. The true voice was the outcry of Zainab al-Kubra and the outcry of Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam. But where? in Kufa and in the Levant, where complete darkness existed. These were the strongest voices. These were the voices that preserved Ashura. Oh, Allah.